This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بعد يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه قال حديث in collection Imam Tirmidhi. This has an authentic chain of narration narrated to us by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنه. This is within the theme of understanding Iman. I'm going to talk about it for quite a while. I want to cover a couple of angles and then bring them together inshallah to hopefully help us all comprehend the idea with a certain degree of depth, inshallah ta'ala. This is a really nice hadith. You know the story. Once I start telling it, you'll know the story. And so this is just for you to know where the story originates from in the sunnah. And this is what he says, radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم, إن الله فيخلص رجلا من أمتي يوم القيامة على رؤوس الخلائق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring out or put forward what a man from my ummah, and people will see this. This will be something that people actually witness on the Day of Judgment in terms of the event itself. So يُخَلِّصُهُ, meaning he's going to remove him from being in a closed space, is going to be open. فَيُخْرِجُ لَهُ تِسْعًا وَتِسْعِينَ سِجِلًا كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِثْلُ مَدِّ الْبَصَرِ. And he'll bring out 99 records. Each record goes as far as the horizon, as far as you can see with your eye. Each record is of bad deeds. Just 99 records of bad deeds, each record is as far as you can see. It's huge, just huge, filled with stuff. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to this gentleman. فَيَقُولُ أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ. Did the people who wrote this mistreat you? Those who put this together, did they not do their job by actually documenting and recording what actually happened? فَيَقُولُ لَهُ. There is no. فَيَقُولُ أَفَ لَكَ عُذُرُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, do you have an excuse? Like you have a rationalization for why it is that you have all of these sayyat. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ. There's no, I don't. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ رَبُّهُ إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَةً وَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمْ. We owe you a hasana, and today there is no oppression, there's no mistreatment today. فَتَخْرُجُ بِطَاقَةٌ عَلَيْهَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And brought forward is a card, and on it is the shahadat al-tawheed and the belief in the testimony of belief in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أُحْضُرْ وَزْنَكَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, go and attend the weighing. You have to go and attend the scale with the weighing. فَيَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ رَبِّي مَا هَذِهِ الْبِطَاقَةُ مَعَ تِلْكَ السِّجِلَّاتِ. What is this card going to do with all of these records? I mean, it's not worth me attending it. There's no point. It's just this, the outcome, the conclusion is clear. So why do I need to attend the weighing? I just send me on my way. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to him. فَيَقُولُ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمْ. For the second time, you don't get mistreated today. Today, فَتُوضَعُ السِّجِلَّاتُ فِي كَفَّةٍ وَتُوضَعُ الْبِطَاقَةُ فِي كَفَّةٍ. And then the two hands of the scale are brought forward, and they put all the records in one hand, and they put the card in the third hand. يَقُولُ الرَّاوِي الْحَدِيثِ فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. قَالَ فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِلَّاتُ. He went like this, عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the records go flying into the air. وَثَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَةِ. And this card became heavy. وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. And nothing is even remotely close to the weight of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول الراوي وَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى بَدَتْ نَوَاجِذُهُ. And he laughed out loud عليه الصلاة والسلام until he could see his inner teeth, when he narrated this hadith. صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. You never know what day it will save you. This story has a lot of context to it, obviously. Meaning, we don't know exactly what this man's history was, what hand he was dealt growing up, where he grew up, what problems he had. We don't know anything about him. We have no way to draw a parallel from his life to ours. So you can't really say that I'm good. I think I have the card, so I should be fine. And then you can go ahead and just, you know, fill up those 99, because it's going to be, you have no ability to perform that. You don't have the ability to do that. You just have the ability to hear this story and understand that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief that profound, deep understanding, comprehension, and exception of La ilaha illallah, and the prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart has weight that you cannot imagine. And you will, if you truly, truly believe it, and you spend your life trying to adhere to the rules that come with that, and you see this as a covenant that you're trying to fulfill throughout the days that you're walking around this earth, then that will save you on the Day of Judgment, regardless of how many mistakes you make. You can make a lot of mistakes because that just comes with the package of being alive. But if you do it right, then it will save you, because nothing comes remotely close to the weight of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what this hadith is for. It's just there to give you a little bit of comfort. If you're walking this earth and you're going through life and it seems dark and it's very difficult and you're stumbling a lot and a lot of mistakes are happening and you don't seem to know exactly where you're going and you're lacking clarity and you're afraid that lack of clarity and sincerity and peace of mind and heart with everything that you do is scaring you, then this hadith is there just to comfort you. That inshallah, this one word that you've said, that you are adhering to throughout your life, that you're trying to hold on to, that is very valuable to you, if not the most valuable thing to you, inshallah, has the potential to save you on a time where nothing else can. Which is the point of this narration the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله سيخلص رجلا من أمتي يوم القيامة على رؤوس الخلائق فيخرج له 99 سجلا كل سجل مثل مد البصر فيقول له ربه أظلمك كتبتي الحافظون فيقول العبد لا فيقول أفلك عذر فيقول لا فيقول بلى إن لك عندنا حسنة واليوم لا يظلم أحد فتخرج بطاقة مكتوب عليها أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيقول له ربه أحضر وزنك فيقول العبد وما هذه البطاقة مع تلك السجلات فيقول الرب إن اليوم لا يظلم أحد فتوضع السجلات في كفة والبطاقة في كفة فطاشت السجلات وثقلت البطاقة ولا يثقل مع اسم الله شيء صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك واتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إن شاء الله the sunnah prayer and then we have the tafsir in Arabic right after the sunnah.